Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head. That didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. Then I fumbled in my closet, threw my clothes and found my cleanest dirty shirt. Then I washed my face and combed my hair and stumbled down the stairs to meet the day. I'd smoked my mind the night before with cigarettes and songs I'd been picking. But I lit my first and watched a small kid playing with a can that he was kicking. Then I walked across the street and caught the Sunday smell of someone's frying chicken. And Lord, it took me back to something that I lost somewhere, somehow along the way. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. 'Cause there's something in a Sunday that makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing sure to dying that's half as lonesome as the sound of the sleeping city sidewalk and Sunday morning coming down.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Sunday Morning Coming Down, our weekend devotional here at North Florida Writer Live. This is James Dick, your host, and this weekend is, of course, Father's Day on Sunday. So our message today is entitled, God Bless Dear Old Dad. You know, it's tough to be a father these days. Even though they're created in God's image, they're certainly mortal, and they have no textbook to follow in developing children, helping them to grow up to be good and developed. But good fathers everywhere do the best they can to instill good values in their children and help prepare them to face an often cold and unforgiving world. Because if they're trained right, they're going to live right. And that's really what God wants. That's what he expects. So let's open up with a little bit of scripture today, if we could. The first comes from Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4 of the New Testament, and I'm reading from the English Standard Version. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. Next comes from the Old Testament, the book of Psalms, Psalm 103, verse 13. As a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear him. And lastly, also from the Old Testament, from Proverbs, chapter 29, verse 15, the rod and reproof give wisdom, but a child left to himself brings shame to his mother. What do these all have in common? Well, they're telling us that fathers have a job to try to train their children to do what is right. Mothers are the centerpiece of the home. They're kind of the anchor at home, but fathers have to go out in the world, and they know what's going on out in the world. Mothers do now too, but in traditional days it was a little different, and fathers were the ones who had to come back with a message and try to make sure that those children grew the right way so that they could survive in the world but also survive with the right moral code and lifestyle. And that's a hard thing to do because, as I mentioned, there is no book to use for training children. A lot of it's just, frankly, by the seat of your own britches, and it's tough. The pictures are important because they all relate to our subject today. And I always say that a picture's worth a thousand words. First shows an older man with his grown son smiling together. They're spending some time together. And I'm kind of jealous because I lost my dad when I was a young boy, so I've never had the experience with my dad when I'm older, but of course I do with my own children, and I do have a son and a daughter, so I'm very fortunate for that. But it's very important to spend some time together. Nextly shows a father and his family at a picnic, spending some quality time together, probably on a weekend. Looks like they're having a good time. Those are memories. Kids remember it. You remember it later in life. It's important that you have memories, good memories, of your relationship with your children and, of course, the children with the father and the mother. The next shows God's hands holding the world. Remember, we are all creatures of God. We were designed in His image, so we're supposed to try to live like Him. And fathers have a very tough job, as do mothers, trying to do that. But it's what's expected. Next is the picture of great singer Johnny Cash, who sang my song that I use also for the title of my program, Sunday Morning Coming Down. Then there's the cross, the Bible, and the flag representing America's unique and great ties to God. We were founded under God, and we need to keep it that way. And then there are two more related to fathers and children. First shows a British soldier with his son dressed in attire very similar to his military uniform. That was taken in 1917. The father was preparing to go off to France to fight in the Great World War I. Now, we don't know whether or not he returned, but we do know that his son will have great memories from that picture, regardless of what happened later in life. And then last is a smiling dad with his son up on his shoulders, probably out in the park somewhere playing. Great memories. I remember that. I remember doing it with my son. I also remember my dad doing it with me. Great memories from those types of things, and cherish those memories. That's why it's so important to do things together, because you will remember them later when it really counts. So that's their lead-in for today. And now we're going to play another beautiful piece of music. This is a very well-known hymn. And when we come back, we'll have a short message, because this is a short show tonight. Short, to the point. And if you'll listen in, here's Amazing Grace. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. Was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear, the hour I
Beautiful hymn, folks. Amazing Grace. How amazing God's grace really is. What a loving Father we have, and we need to appreciate Him, love Him, and live for Him. I mentioned at the lead-in on the program with the pictures, the picture of the British soldier standing with his little boy, dressed in an outfit very similar to his own. He was proud of his dad, but he was also very sad because his dad was going to leave him to go off to war. And, of course, that little boy really didn't understand all the ramifications. And I'm sure it was tearing up his dad as well, thinking about leaving his family and having to go off to France and fight in the trenches. A horrible war. Lots and lots of people died. But, you know, that picture is worth 1,000 words because it shows a British soldier, you know, and you can think of the absolute thoughts going through his mind about, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? Will I come back home? I'm going to see this little fellow again. And the fact that they were dressed so close together, it just had to be very, very touching and very difficult. And the son, of course, had no idea when he would come home or even if he would. All he knew is he was proud of his dad. Well, you know, we don't know whether or not his father returned home safely after the war. But as I mentioned, he can be sure that this picture was special to the young fellow as he looked back on his memories of his dad later in life, whether he was living or dead. Fathers are extremely important to the upbringing of a well-rounded child. Yet today's society in many ways frowns upon that importance. Advertisements and many sitcoms show them as weak, incapable of making leadership decisions for the family, while portraying women generally in a more positive role. And of course, and sadly, government policy has in many ways encouraged sexual activity with no consequence beginning in the teen years, and that's contributed to the problem as well. When the state tries to assume the role of the parent, responsibility becomes easier and easier to avoid, and the result is many children with broken homes, no father, and sometimes even where a mother only provides the minimum of nurturing required, if she even provides that. God expects much more of us than that, and thankfully there are millions of good fathers and mothers as well who, despite the need to sometimes swim against the tide of things, manage to do so successfully, and in so doing, they raise wonderful children. Last month we honored mothers, and I call them the centerpiece of family life. But the role of the father is just as critical, only in different ways. Good fathers teach boys how to be men, real men, men who are willing to stand for their family while doing so in the tradition of the gentleman. And fathers also provide an example for their daughters of what a real man should be like. A good presentation by the father sets in concrete, not always concrete, but usually so, the type of person that a young girl will likely seek eventually in a husband. Some of us lost our fathers as boys, but the memories up until that point are good ones and help us to focus on the right way to live, living for God. Sometimes a mom has been forced to fill both roles. That happened for me for a large part of my upbringing years. And for those who did or are doing so, there's a special blessing and honor to them for handling a very tough obligation. But whatever the circumstance, those of us who had at least a partial upbringing from two loving parents, husband and wife, know that they each played a very special part, significant and critical in their own way for our development. In a world of such turmoil and strife, where it is often seemingly upside down, we all need every advantage we can get to prepare what we will face in life. So on this weekend, when we honor fathers, salute them. If they're still with us, visit them if possible, and do something special to say thanks. If they're gone, honor their memory. Each of them is one of a kind, and that special one is simply known as Dad. And that's our message for today. Would you join me in prayer? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for fathers. We thank you for those good fathers who take great care to try to live their lives in a way that not only meets your objectives for them, but also helps to teach their children, boys and girls, to learn those same traits. Bless all fathers. They have a tough job, as do mothers. Help them to labor on. And for those who have been wayward, help them to realize that it's very important that they change their ways, because it's never too late to impact those who love you. Because even though you just sometimes think they don't love you, they do. And Father, we thank you for your being there and for giving us the strength and guidance to labor on in a world that sometimes is very tough and sometimes frightening. Give us the strength to do that well, and give us the strength as parents to make sure that we do the very best we can to raise those children to live on the straight and narrow for all time. And especially today, we ask that you be with and care for all men who are fathers. We ask in the name of Jesus Christ, thy Son, who died on the cross so that we might have the opportunity to live forever with thee. Amen. Well, as I said, folks, it was going to be short and sweet today, and it is. I just want to tell my audience, last night I did a show about housing and urban development and some of the new regulations, and I don't know what happened, but the signal to the Internet, because I use, for broadcasting purposes, I'm linked to the studio by satellite, the signal went out, and we lost the show in midstream, and it was a pretty good show. I had realtor Darlene Pafalo from Gainesville, Florida on with me, and we were going strong. So we're going to come back next Friday at 7 and try to finish off where we left off. The first part is up and running on my site, but it just cuts off suddenly, and I want everybody to understand that. It's also on my blog, and I explain that. Anyway, folks, this show tonight, Sunday Morning Coming Down, is a weekly devotional. I do a lot of other shows during the week. I hope you'll take the time to listen in, and if you like them, pass them on to everybody else. They're available 24/7 within 10 minutes of completion of the episode. This show will be up very shortly for you to listen to anytime you want. The site you can go to see all of my shows is blogtalkradio.com/North Florida Writer Live. That's blogtalkradio.com/North Florida Writer Live. And if you like it, follow me on there if you would. I'd appreciate it. And we'll be back again with more shows next week. I'm working on them now. I'll have some lined up, and I always announce them both on my website, which is NorthFloridaWriter.com, and also on Twitter and Facebook. Anyway, folks, that's it for tonight, and I hope you're all having a great weekend. I hope tomorrow you remember dear old Dad on his day, and go to church and thank the Father for bringing you your earthly father. It's a very special job that he was given, and he needs to be honored for it, folks. So that's it for tonight. Short and sweet. We're going to close with a very appropriate hymn for Father's Day. And here is, "This is my Father's Word." I'm sorry, "My Father's World." And we'll close off with that hymn. God bless you, folks. Have a great rest of the weekend. Get your spiritual batteries charged tomorrow so you can get back in there and face the world on Monday. Hope you'll listen in again soon. In the meantime, bye now.
This is my Father's world, and to my listening ears, all nature sings, and round me rings the music of the spheres. This is my Father's world. I rest me in the thought of rocks and trees, of skies and seas.